I listened to the Rav's answer regarding the position of the Gedolim regarding the disengagement. It was not clear to me whether the potential benefit of the disengagement is unclear only to us or whether it is unclear to the Gedolim as well. Are they also misupic as to whether it will save lives? Do they have a position regarding this issue? Is there any practical guidance from the Gedolim as to whether we should be doing anything for or against its engagement? Possibilities, tefillah, learn in yeshiva, protest, go to Gaza in the summer, shave the altasa due to Suffolk. Barak Safar from Mat Beit Shemesh. Barak, I am not privy to all the knowledge and doubts of the Gedolim. It would appear to me, though, that the situation is one that is very, very clouded, because the information can only be gotten by people who are not objective, who have their own bias, negius, whether they are military people or political people. And for a gadol to be able to make a decision in something like this, he needs information from the military and from the politicians with their inside information, and that information is not readily available from objective sources. So I would imagine that the Gedolim have their doubts also as to what exactly the parameters and factors that would make them be able to make a decision are, and therefore they can't make a decision. And therefore what we can do is what we can do in every situation, daven that this not be a necessity. No one holds that giving Jewish homes to Goyim is a good thing. And therefore if it can be avoided, and the Rabban Shalom can give us a Yeshua, that would be very, very powerful and positive, and obviously learning, not just learning for this sake, but learning gives the world greater protection and greater, makes the world a more secure place. So this should be an incentive to want to learn more Torah, and we should feel bad for the people who are suffering and may end up losing their homes and go through tremendous traumatic experiences. Imo Anochi Betzara, we should empathize with these people and feel their tzar and try to alleviate it as much as we can. And those are the things we should be doing in light of this terrible situation.